Yeah, no matter how bad it is, I can grow and I can move out of pain into a better state of mind. And there's also a kind of reversal. I mean, applying that principle is or involves a reversal of the common pain pleasure principle, meaning pain is bad, pleasure is good. I hate pain, I love good feeling. like one can, and this is a long talk, but I can't get into it fully, but the New World Order is a control grid, and in many ways we have less freedom, even though we have more technological support. There's less freedom in the world than there was 200 years ago. In certain areas, in certain ways, meaning more laws. You can't do this, you can't do that. The growth of law, which is mainly prohibitive, which is mainly telling people what they can and can't do. Aside from major laws like, don't kill and cheat and steal, there's all sorts of other behavioral controls. Yet we can also take some of that as a positive. Like the distortions of male-female relations leading to the difficulty of marriage or the economics or having children in such a assaulted under assault world or civilization or society. One can sort of appreciate, not quite like that, but acknowledge, make use of the deficiency. Appreciate or make good use of deficient conditions. I can't have this and I can't have that. but I can handle that. Or I can grow and I can make good and develop and become more well, even without this and that and the other thing, because of the encroaching negativity control structure. Right. Yeah, stay with it means be with it. It doesn't mean make it more or make it less. Right, and absolutely, you're absolutely right that, I mean, that's sort of what I've said in that you're taking from that, and it's absolutely right that the practice of meditation is kind of a training ground in learning how to be with the mind and without grasping an aversion, means without getting hung up on making a tangled narrative, going into self-pity, or exaggerating into hysteria any kind of mental condition, nor suppressing, repressing, avoiding, deflecting, reframing as a way of getting rid of, de-energizing as a way of sort of, I want to be comfortable, I've got to do this, that, and the other thing to try to make myself feel good. Neither grasping nor rejecting be with what arises, allow what arises to be. It will pass away. And yes, you're absolutely right. No, we won't be comfortable with it. And it's like, like we're saying, having some kind of a threat at the door, while it's a negative condition or not a pleasant experience and a sign of dysfunctions of the society in which we're living, yet. It can lead to greater self-empowerment and freedom from fear, or the catalyzing of fear that then can be processed to release, and greater self-empowerment, wisdom, and moving towards a kind of deeper spiritual security, whatever, however. So that's an example of that, right? Yeah, the teaching on impermanence is in some ways the number one or the heart teaching of Buddhism. Because from that comes everything else. Or many, many other teachings and principles come out of that. And the staying with is not an amping up or a whipping up of intensity, but there is that practice that Ra talked about, which indeed is not a bad way to go sometimes, which is to allow yourself to move, to allow fear to go to panic, and not to push down panic, not to amp it up, but in some cases to exaggerate desire or emotion internally without speech and action, so as to be more fully with it or to let it exhaust itself more fully. And that can be done. And so that's why, you know, planet Earth or 3D human Earth, 3D human civilization, with all of its, you know, unplumbable depths of distortion, is a great training when it's seen that way. It's a great training for working through our distorted reactions to its distortion, to the distortions of the society, moving out of our internalized distortions, moving out of our distorted reactivity, reactions to the distortions, the negativity. That's great training. I'm talking about amping up. I mean, it's a fine line between not exaggerating the feeling versus sometimes using, making a deliberate, limited exaggeration or amplification so as to feel it more fully, so as to accept it and understand it and then release it more fully. Right, and then you know, the teaching here is don't be afraid of your own mind. You know? Don't be afraid of your own mind. And just be real. Don't be fake. Don't be fake doesn't just mean, you know, don't put on airs in public with talking with people like arrogance or superiority complex or something. Not just that, but don't be fake with yourself. Don't trick yourself. Be honest and real with yourself. What Ra calls the most rigorous honesty. Yes, I'm really feeling this way. Yes, it's uncomfortable, and I don't want to remain with it. I don't want to hold it. Therefore, I've got to try to be true to it or let it be. And then accept it, understand it, acknowledge it, and find the antidote, which is really comes naturally by allowing it and understanding it. That is the antidote. So, yet that's not the same as being attached to it. So, acceptance and attachment also is an interesting topic. So, making use of the distorted to become undistorted. Chinese medicine says, you know, using poison to cure poison. It's a specialty that one can learn in this on this planet. Yeah. Yeah, no, Orion has been very successful here in many, many ways. And you see, that's one level of process that is a little bit beyond the people in Astral City, which is a philosophical discussion as to why God lets it all roll out this way, and the function of positives to continue basically caring for you know, the victims of Orion activity, the unending casualties of the Orion freedom. So, of course, the casualties themselves have been victimizers. So that's the other thing that's not discussed. Is you know, it's discussed how people get themselves to lower zones and how people get themselves into trouble by attachment and aversion and anger. How it is, you know, the negative ET influence on that is not presented in No Solar. but the role of positive beings to help those who can't help themselves and do harm, are experiencing the after effects of having done harm to self and other. There's certain, I don't know what, there's some little paradox in there for me. Maybe it's clearly my distortion, but that's not addressed here, because these people don't really care about the collective that much. The people of Astral City, you see. Yeah, you could do that, of course. You can glean predictive trends. It's also helpful to simply understanding what is a statistical analysis. To me, understanding what is seems more relevant, or at least the first step before predicting the future. Because I really don't have a good ability to predict the future. I think, at least the bigger pictures of humanity. Mm. Yeah, I mean, those with higher vision can. Those who can see energy formations can see long before the last snowflake falls, causing an avalanche, just how that progression to avalanches is building quite plainly in front of them. But they're seeing a different level of the phenomena than we can. Or then, you know, only those sages can see that. Like when great teachers strike a student brutally and he becomes enlightened. And the guy gets an awakening, bang, hits a sotapanna moment, just like that. They saw it. But for the collective, there's so many influences. There's so many currents in play. That's the challenge for prediction. Yeah, well, take good care, and see you next week.